10. International trade. Introduction to the topic. Trade policy. International trade, the export and import of goods, services, and intellectual property, enables the countries involved to offer a wider range of goods. A country's trade policy involves measures to regulate foreign trade. The balance of trade, BOT, shows a country's trade flow. If it is in deficit, governments often take protectionist measures to make their own producers competitive on the world market. 1. They can limit free trade by imposing, for example, tariffs or quotas on imports. 2. Another barrier to free trade is the granting of subsidies to domestic producers to boost exports. 3. Non-tariff measures like national standards, slow administration, and sanitary regulations are also considered protectionist tools. Arguments for protectionism. 1. The main argument against free trade is definitely the defence of the country's economy. For example, new infant industries must be protected from foreign competition. 2. The other major argument is the need to save jobs. Workers in certain industries are in danger of losing their jobs owing to foreign imports. And 3. A state may introduce anti-dumping measures to protect domestic producers. Disadvantages of protectionism. 1. It results in higher consumer prices and so stimulates inflation. 2. It may subsidize industries and companies that are operating inefficiently. 3. It reduces the competitiveness of third world countries, preventing them from entering the world market. Liberalization. Free trade. This is an economic policy which aims at the abolition or reduction of trade restrictions. It provides free movement of goods and services, so creating the conditions of free trade between the countries involved. Free international trade allows a country to specialise in goods in which it has comparative advantage because of either resources or expertise, therefore increasing its sales on foreign markets and making a greater variety of goods available for consumers. Free trade results in higher revenues and, in the long run, higher living standards for citizens. The WTO, the World Trade Organization. The WTO, established in 1995, is an organization operating a system of trade rules. Its predecessor was GATT, the General Agreement on Tariffs and Trade. Its major function is to dismantle the existing barriers, e.g. agricultural subsidies. It also serves as a forum for governments to negotiate trade agreements and settle disputes. These negotiations are called rounds.